Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us again right after this.
That's the sound of someone eating a new McDonald's Angus snack wrap while walking down a city street. Indulging in 100% Angus beef with delectable toppings demands one's undivided attention. Ah! That's the sound of that same someone falling into a manhole. Angus axiom number two. Don't walk and chew Angus at the same time. Savor one of three Angus snack wraps for just $1.99 at McDonald's. The simple joy of Angus. Prices and participation may vary.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, and we think we have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
One thing's for certain, Colin Woodall has to keep up with a lot of issues as he works on behalf of cattle producers in Washington as lobbyist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. One issue that's been around for a long, long time, it seems like right now, over the last 7, 8, 9 years, in fact, the issue of exactly what do we do with reform of the estate tax, the so-called death tax problem.
Unfortunately, probably the worst case scenario for the cattle industry right now, just because we don't see any action whatsoever between now and January 1st of 2011. And the reason why that's concerning is because on January 1st, we go back to a $1 million exemption per person, and anything over that would be taxed at 55%. And when you look at what we've seen in agriculture across this country, the increase in land values, we know that it doesn't take an operation of too big a size to have assets of $1 million these days. Mm-hmm. So that is really going to hit all of agriculture, not just the cattle business. The concern is neither the House or the Senate want to take a serious look at the death tax. As close as we came was about a month ago when we had Senators Lincoln from Arkansas and Kyle from Arizona try to get their reform amendment on the small business bill. It was never allowed to come to the floor. Matter of fact, the small business bill has kind of cratered. We don't even know if there's a future for that bill. But that was really the last opportunity. When you look at just the time that's left, when they come back from their August recess, it's going to be the 13th of September, they only have 16 legislative days at that point before they leave in October to go back home and campaign during that home stretch leading up to the November 2nd midterm election. We expect them to come back for a lame duck session, but the message has been loud and clear. This administration needs the money, and the death tax is not a priority. And so, unfortunately, it's going to take this death tax coming back in a ferocious way come January 1st. And then at that point in time, all of the hardship that's going to cause agriculture producers across this country, hopefully that can generate a little bit more outcry from the countryside, because when you look at Congress, they typically don't like to take care of things before it becomes a problem. We've known it's going to be a problem for quite some time. We've told Congress that, but I think it's going to take a true impact on agriculture and just a sheer cry from the countryside before Congress will step back and try to find some sort of relief for agriculture.
Lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. Well, certainly the issue of the death tax kind of solved right now for 2010, but it comes back with a vengeance January 1 of next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Angus production sale at Sunrise Ranches in Ooliga is set for August 25th at the ranch, 12 noon. The sale will include donors, donor prospects, 80 bred cows, 30 pairs, 40 bred heifers, 30 open elite heifers, and 10 ET calves. For more information, you can go to their website, www.sunriseranches.com, or call them 918-371-7400. Sunrise Ranches Angus sale, August 25th at the ranch, Ooliga. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.